This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Don't you dare believe the hype, baby. Donald Trump is in firm control of this nation. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. He is in firm control. I saw crazy stuff. Joe Biden is leading in Florida. It's a toss-up. Wisconsin's in play. All these other things. Don't you dare believe any of that nonsense. It is absolutely false. Donald Trump could not be in more control. The only way Donald Trump could be in more control, let me rephrase that, is it is November the 4th of this year, and he has been reelected. Because other than that, there is nothing stopping the Trump train. Nothing. Take it to the bank. And while you're there, get your stimulus check. Get your check for your business or whatever. Did you fill out that paperwork? Did you know that it's the fastest that the government has responded to practically anything, especially in a time of a pandemic? The fastest. Everything at record speed. Stock market hit 23,000 for a bit. I mean, it's on its way up. I don't know where it is. Here's what I do know. It's no longer at 18,000. It's no longer in the trough. You look at it, I look at it every day, it's going into the green. Oh, don't misunderstand me, I'm not out of the woods, but guess what you're hearing? You're hearing, oh, coronavirus numbers have leveled off. They've more than leveled off, they've actually gone down. You know what you're hearing? You're hearing that they've mislabeled many of the so-called deaths related from coronavirus. 10,000 people have died now from the coronavirus. But you know what they're also telling you? Oh my goodness, we overestimated the number of deaths. Overestimated. Wait a minute. Dramatically overestimated. Please allow me to add some emphasis. Dramatically overestimated the number of people who are going to die. This is the CDC. These are the people that have warned you and tried to get you stirred up. All these leftists say, well, there's going to be millions and millions that are infected, and it could kill millions. Well, maybe not, but hundreds of thousands. Oh, well, maybe not tens of thousands. Well, it may not. They're changing the rules on you all the time. You know what Donald Trump's doing? He's feasting. Still doing his press conferences. Hey, we're still in control. Got plenty of ventilators, plenty of hospital beds. It's been overstated. We're about to go back to work. April 30th is the end. Come May 1st, things are back to normal. And you know what? Come May 1st, I'm going to make a prediction. May 1st, stock market will be above 25,000. I'll make you that prediction. And then what happens? The Democrats have to come back to a reality that they failed yet again to get Donald Trump. Major League Baseball says it's going to consider opening the season. Here's what I'm telling you. We're going to open the season, but they're going to do it without fans. Yeah, they don't need any fans. Fans? We don't need no stinking fans. How much are you really needed when Major League Baseball says we're just going to go and play? You know what they're telling you? The TV deals mean even more. The networks are hoping they'll feast. The networks are hoping you're going to stay home and watch those games with nobody in the stands. I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you that you still don't watch as many sports as you did before. You know what I'm finding? More people are going, psst, I don't need it. I love golf. I mean, I know it sounds weird. I like watching golf on TV, particularly if Tiger Woods is playing. Love it. I love the game. I love working on my game. I watch all the golfers. I watch the lady. I watch swings. I watch putts. I watch tempo. I watch it all. I haven't watched a single golf thing. The only thing I would watch is probably Tiger Woods on the road to setting the record for the most wins ever. That's the only thing I would watch if it came back on. I haven't seen that one in a while. I don't watch old Masters, old nothing. I haven't watched any of it. Oh, here's a championship game of this for this 2018 between blankety blank and football, high school, college football, whatever. Pfft, I ain't watching it. I've caught up on a couple of series and things like that. But for the most part, I haven't. The TV deals is what they're relying on. Don't give it to them. Baseball, I'm okay with, I'll admit, because they haven't done any wrong. But I wouldn't watch a basketball or NFL football. If there's anything I hope you've learned, is that you don't need sports in your life. Yeah, go. How about this? Spend more time with the kids. Spend more time with mama or papa, your mother and your father. Spend more time with your friends. Don't indulge these leftist ballers, these NBA pukes and all the others. Oh, my gosh. We've been busy. We've been busy. Hey, Alyssa Milano caught a lot of heat. Did you guys hear about this? Alyssa Milano supports Joe Biden. She supports a sexual predator the same way she supported the wife of a sexual predator. Alyssa Milano is getting a real education in leftism. And by the way, this is great news for you people listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is great news because what it shows you is a rift in the Democrats. There are those that want to support Biden, right? They tell you, oh, young women, or young-ish, because Milano's not that young anymore. She's certainly old in her soul. And she now supports Joe Biden. Well, guess what? Rose McGowan came out and says, how dare you support that guy? How dare you? Let me ask you this, folks. Do you think that the Me Too women are really that forgiving of Joe Biden? Do you think that they don't get it? Do you think that they're influenced by Alyssa Milano and they're kind of going, oh, well, it's not Donald Trump, so we can support Joe Biden? Or do you think like Rose McGowan, they're going, I believe her? Because let me tell you, Tara Reid is much more believable than Blasey Ford. Tara Reid is much more believable than the people that accuse Bill Cosby. People know Tara Reid experienced what she experienced. She is no Blasey Ford. She's the real deal. So when these people come out and Alyssa Milano, I support Joe Biden, and she gave all kinds of reasons on Twitter as to why she stood by Joe Biden. And I'm going to tell you, leftist women attacked her. Think about what I just told you. Leftist women went, These are the same women that Hillary Clinton wants to vote for the Democrats, right? They're saying we're not voting for Joe Biden. You think the Bernie crowd, who is still out there on that hope and a prayer that Bernie's going to make it, you think they're voting for Biden? I keep asking these same questions. I'm going to keep asking until somebody gives me an answer. Every leftist woman is not going to vote for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has lost a lot of women, and it isn't over. Just because the mainstream media, the fake news media, won't tell you about that story, that doesn't mean it's over. Because you know what? Citizen journalists exist. People like the Bernie supporters are keeping this story alive, and they're not voting for it. Do you think the lady from the Hill, Crystal Ball, is going to vote for Biden? Short break, folks. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Did you guys know that Mount Rushmore was declared a tribute to white supremacy? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. It was declared a tribute to white supremacy. And look, I understand the history of our nation and what we've been through and the idea that there are four white guys on the mountain. Really? So if I went to Sweden, there's an example, and there were tributes to white dudes that I don't know, you know, Sven and Zoran and Norgen and whatever, and I could go there and go, well, this is racist. You know, it's a monument to white supremacy. It's a monument to people who built the country. Look, I can't stand the ideology of Andrew Jackson. Can't stand it. Andrew Jackson, as a product of his time, he was a racist. He oppressed the Indians and a host of other things. But I'll tell you this, that crazy white dude is the reason you are listening to my voice right now. He said, I don't care who owns this property. We want it and we're taking it and we're going to do a lot more with it. Look, we can argue. Would the Native Americans have made the progress that we've made in this nation? I'm going to settle this with this very so-called racist comment and tell you no. They wouldn't have. They didn't have the vision of the white guys that took it over. Here's what's the sad part about things. The people who are willing to take what they want, the Rockefellers, the Gettys, and the Vanderbilts and all them, those people, as cruel as they can be, as cruel as things seem of what they do, they are the reason for progress. I know that sounds antithetical because, you know, we took this land from the Indians. And theoretically, what I'm saying is somebody could come and take it from us. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Somebody could say, you people are squandering this land. We're going to take it. You're willing to let us take it. You're willing to let us do things. We're going to take it. Hitler, he did twice. The German government said, we're going to go take, we're going to expand and take land. And twice, some white boys pushed them back. Mostly white boys said, no, it's not going to happen. It took a lot to drag our white boys into World War II. But finally, when FDR went, man, this dude is serious. He's going to come. He's not playing around. He's going to do to us what the Indians, what we did to the Indians. He said, let's go. And he dispatched the army to Italy, to Sicily, and we invaded Europe. First time we'd, I mean, outside of the Barbary Coast, first time we'd ever decided we're going to wage war over somewhere else. And we went in and kicked Mussolini's butt. But it took a lot of prodding to get us to do it. Now, we're much more civilized today. We say, you know what? We'll leave things alone. We don't want to have this expansionist attitude. But guess what? Putin did it. Putin said, hey, I'm going to take back Crimea. I'm going to take it back. He did exactly what Hitler did. If it's more than 50% Russian, it's ours. And he took it. And Obama said,
you better not do that. You better stop it.
He was the modern day Chamberlain. If you want to go back and look at some historical references. So, yeah, took it. And somebody is willing to take it from us. But you know why they won't? Because number one, we are armed. And number two, we have far too many people that have the attitude of all those cruel, mean industrialists. And the attitude of people like Andrew Jackson that waits for the opportunity to get that land. Andrew Jackson waited for Davy Crockett and others to start a war with Mexico separate from him. And then he went in and finished the deal. That's how we got most of the United States, the western part of the United States. That's how we got it. Andrew Jackson said, I'll wait it out. You start the war, I'll finish it for you. That's how it worked. Anyway, these white men that sit on top of that mountain, I don't know who decided to put them there. You can go look at the history. I know Lincoln's up there. I know I'm happy he's up there as a black man. And knowing the both slave parts of my family, I'm very happy Lincoln is on Mount Rushmore. That makes me a white supremacist? Then so be it. I accept. You're not going to chase me off with words. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way. Full American, happens to be of the black ilk. Trump errs by recognizing the progressive left's ubiquitous narrative of white supremacy. This is what I'm reading. The president's response on white supremacy enables the constant attack on white Americans and Judeo-Christian culture. Moreover, his statements feed the propaganda machinery of the Democratic Party. Further, Trump's wording here is assist in the completion of the occupation by the ideological invasion, not the brown people invasion that the left uses as a cudgel to squelch this opinion. Consider the recent Walmart attack where the media reported white supremacist attack. In truth, the attacker was a radical environmentalist who killed over 20 people. The media perpetuates this deception repeatedly. They intentionally stoke the flames of racism and single out white people as the privileged perpetrators of the civil disobedience and crimes such as the tragedy in El Paso. Why? Because the progressive left and the media intentionally wish to drive our citizenry into a civil war that pits all the races against one another. Well, Donald Trump did something on white supremacy. We talked about it. Donald Trump was the first dude who declared a white supremacist group a terror group. It's called RIM, the Russian imperialist movement or something like that. He declared them persona non grata. They can't get any money. They can't be supported by anybody. There's a price to pay, be paid. That move is huge. It's huge because he did it, not feckless Barack Obama. Barack Obama didn't declare the new Black Panthers a racist group. He didn't. I mean, he had made Antifa a terrorist group, not a racist group, but a terrorist group. He didn't do this one. Same way he avoided posthumously freeing Jack Johnson or pardoning Jack Johnson. What, is it too controversial? So Donald Trump decides, you know what? I can get the narrative here. I can steal back this narrative. All these things they accuse me of, them dividing the country, the Antifas, the Black Lives Matter, attacking citizens who dare to walk the street wearing a hat that says MAGA on it, and then the media tells you there's white supremacy, as if the MAGA people are out beating up gay people who are on the show Empire, right? That's what they want you to believe, that there are people out there, marauders, who can't stand the idea that you voted for Barack Obama, or who can't stand the idea that you're gay and you're black, or whatever. People that, quite frankly, are the salt of the earth, that don't care not even any minutia amount about a Jussie Smollett or anybody else. But Donald Trump just put that stuff to bed. And boy, it's going to be a campaign issue, you can bet. Trump will remind people what he did.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Surgeon General of the United States Jerome Adams believes the stay-at-home orders are working as the nation fights the coronavirus pandemic.
It's also appropriate, though, that we reflect on the sacrifices that America has made to mitigate the disease across this country. And these efforts are actually working in Washington and in California. They've had a flat curve for several weeks now.
Adam speaking there on Fox News. A new poll shows more than half of Americans are now wearing face masks in public. The new ABC Ipsos poll found that 55% who left their homes in the past week reported wearing masks. 45% of respondents said they did not. There has been conflicting government guidance about wearing masks for several weeks. The CDC last week recommended that everyone wear masks in public. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930, and use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, and get your first year on me.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I still don't know who's going to be the first one. Pardon me. Woo, come on, get that voice back, bro. The first one to fall in these band of crooks that were part of the Obama administration. I can only imagine what shenanigans leftists attempt to cover up as the nation has struggled with this hype around the Chinese Wuhan virus. Because that's when things happen, you know what I'm saying? Democrats love that chaos. They'll blow up a bomb in one direction and then they'll do their dirty in another direction. It is sleight of chaos at its finest. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. I'd love to believe that President Trump's team can spot the tricks. They can see the traps. But leftists, man, they are so good at this that it makes you take pause. And here's the deal. Even though Donald Trump has done an amazing job, a masterful job of getting rid of a lot of these crooks in D.C., there's still a lot of them around him. You know it. You can see them. This Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, all leftists. They just found out Fauci's wife gave $1,200 to Hillary. You've seen how Fauci was fawning all over Hillary. Just go Google it. Don't believe me. Go Google it. Fawns all over her. And then all the stuff that Trump came out, and I told you guys this not long ago. Trump came out and was using Fauci's, and he was like, hey, this isn't a big deal, this whole China Wuhan virus thing. Fauci had said it. He's an advisor. I mean, a pretty powerful one. So the president was like, look, this is like the flu virus. Oh, then Fauci goes, oh, hold on a minute. Not so fast. 2 million people could die. Then they started revising the numbers. They're scandalous. Same stuff they do with climate change. But anyway, despite all this hoopla over the virus, things continue to progress, and John Durham's investigation is one such thing. I don't have the insiders of Bongino. And, you know, to what degree, you know, Sarah Carter, what's her name? I can see her face. Kimberly Strassel, others. They're getting some information. And I think Sean's getting Bongino and all of them. I don't think there's anybody giving anybody anything more. Nobody wants to go to prison over this stuff. But they get a little bit more information than I do. And to be honest with you, I could probably dig and find stuff out. I'm not that motivated. I think this is going to come out in due time. And I believe in my heart of hearts that if Donald Trump isn't either brilliant and knowing when to drop this stuff, God is guiding his path. But I always believe God's guiding our path. So it'll come out when it needs to come out. But here's the deal. John Durham is getting buried in this Wuhan cycle. So it's time to shed some good news, because I want you to know that justice is going to get served on these pukes, these liars, these scoundrels. So, according to the Wall Street Journal, Durham's been interviewing CIA officials, zeroing in on those in the National Intelligence Council, a center within the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Now, this is Clapper's group, old group. They oversaw the collaboration between the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA. And together, these agencies assembled the 2017 assessment and finalized the product used to move the investigation into Russia forward. Clapper, again. The 2017 assessment concluded, quote, with high confidence that Putin ordered an influence campaign in 2016. Further, the report determined that Russia worked to undermine public faith in U.S. democracy. Look, tell me something I don't already know. That's what communist countries do. We're doing the same thing to them. We're trying to undermine people's faith in communism. The only difference is our job is a lot easier than theirs. People want to be America. You know the biggest selling point of America? It's you. It's what you do. Forget what Trump is doing and all that. These people see your freedom. They look at the music we create. They look at the movies we create. And I'm not trying to give any credit to these crazy Holly weirdos. I'm saying we are ahead the curve in everything. In every way. They build shiny new stuff in Dubai, so they can build beautiful buildings. They call our architects. We're the ones with the innovation. Don't even get me started. So anyway, Russia's working to undermine, as they said, denigrate former Secretary of State Clinton and harm her electability and potential presidency, develop a clear preference for Trump. This is what their assessment concluded. That is the most, that's the biggest basket of dung that I could quote on the radio at this point, The only place that the NSA diverged on this and expressed only, quote, moderate confidence that Putin actively tried to help Trump win and Clinton lose. That's the only place they diverged away from the so-called truth. That whole report was a lie. So Barr told the Journal in an interview that Durham, the top federal prosecutor in Connecticut, was in D.C. last week working on the high-profile inquiry with staffers. He says, there's some discombobulation, but part of what we're doing is trying to keep up the mission. Yeah. Now, Fox News had reported that Durham would finish his report. They said, investigation of the investigators by summer. Now, some suggest the date's been pushed back because of the Chinese Wuhan scare. So, he's supposedly he's reviewing Brennan's handling of a secret source that's said to be close to the Kremlin. And he wants to know, wants to know what that person's role was and how that information played in the assessment. But he's also scrutinizing Brennan in relationship to Christopher Steele, the disgraced British spy. And here's where this report gets interesting to me, because they said two sources that were utilized by Brennan to spread false information that led to the entirety of the Russian collusion farce. Now, Brennan tweeted this, but it was a CYA move. One more example of Trump removing those who seek to stop his lawlessness. All Americans are fed up with Trump's incompetent venality and narcissism and have the opportunity to fire him in November, the most important election of our lifetime. Okay, but George Papadopoulos tweeted that Brennan's going to get his mouth shut. Here's what he tweeted. The walls are closing in on Brennan. The low-level grunts like Alexander Downer have flipped on him, and it's only a matter of time. Now, I didn't even know who Alexander Downer was, so I looked him up, and here's what The Hill said about him. The Australian diplomat whose tip in 2016 prompted the Russia-Trump investigation previously arranged one of the largest foreign donations to Bill and Hillary's charitable efforts, according to documents. Former Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer's role in securing $25 million in aid from his country to help the Clinton Foundation fight AIDS is chronicled in decade-old government memos archived by the Australian Foreign Ministry's website. So to put this in perspective, a tipster on the Russia-Trump investigation worked to help the Clinton Foundation. That's who they call the tipster. And as it turns out, he and the Clinton racketeering organization appear to have worked together to defraud the world. Now, leftists want us to believe that there's no there there. So the Wall Street Journal reported that sources said the United Kingdom authorities refused Durham's request to interview Steele. If this is the case, who cares? DOJ Inspector General Horowitz's investigation into the alleged FISA abuses found glaring flaws in Steele's dossier. Further, they noted that the FBI's misuse of the information to illegally obtain warrants to wiretap Trump and Page, his associate, Carter Page, rather, his campaign associate. Yet, they say, Steele says, I stand by the integrity of our work and our sources and what we did. Now, Durham's interviewed other people from the NSA and the FBI, and this is where Papadopoulos is saying they're turning on the Democrats. People see the writing on the wall. Joe Biden's not going to be the guy. Folks, we're going to know a lot more about this, and Brennan is the tip of the iceberg. There is so much iceberg under the water, it will blow your mind. And I know we've been waiting. We've all been waiting to see, when is this thing going to fall? I'm not going to give you an answer. I'm not even trying to give you an answer at this point, except to say, this is not anywhere close to being over for the Democrats. It is close to coming to fruition, and I believe, and maybe wrongly, because I got that Joe Biden thing wrong, maybe, we'll see, but I believe that Papadopoulos knows more, and I want to interview this guy. I really do. I may bring him on at some point, because this is a guy that's going, I got railroaded, and I completely agree. He got railroaded. I think Papadopoulos ended up serving less than a week in jail and got like a $2,000 fine. Bizarre. So, anyway, we got to ride it out, but it's going to be worth it. And I'm telling you right now, I believe this will be worth the wait. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You guys see this story? It was a Holly weirdos have called for a strike until President Trump is gone. And here's what here's how this reads. Rosie O'Donnell, Amy Schumer, Miley Cyrus, and George Clooney are a bit of a gathering of famous people requiring an aggregate Hollywood strike until the purpose when Trump leaves. That's what it says, quote, until the purpose when Trump leaves. I don't get it. Continuing. A gathering of liberal Hollywood superstars, Rosie O'Donnell, Amy Schumer, Miley Cyrus, I guess George Clooney could be a superstar, but the rest of them? I don't know. Anyway, they said, is undermining a huge all-around Hollywood strike unless Donald Trump leaves. Portraying Hollywood as the base of the entire current American culture, the gathering likewise claims to speak for the advantage of all of humankind. It's about time individuals comprehend that we are the ones with the facility which the president is there to serve us, not the special way. For the gathering disclosed the New York Times. I got to say, honestly, in hearing this, you think I'm like losing it. I'm not losing it. That is exactly how it is written. I know how to read. I know the saying. I know what you're thinking out there listening. If you want to hide something from a black man, hide it in a book. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Yeah, you ain't going to get away with it out there. Nuh-uh, not with this, brother. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding around. I know you guys know I can read. I'm a writer, a best-selling author of 3 books, and I never talk about them. You know, you should enjoy the fact that I never mention my book, The Big Black Lie, or my second book, Sexy Brilliance, or my current book, Race Pimping. I never mention them. I don't tell you how to get them. You can get them at the website. I don't say anything about them. I'm being honest with you, I'm joking about it, but I don't. If I was Dick Morris, that's all I would be talking about is my book. I'd probably be selling a lot more of them, too. Yeah. Holly weirdos out there. We're not going to do it. By the way, there's going to be this big Hollywood gathering, CBS, NBC. They're all getting together. It's like a coronavirus special on April the 18th or something. Psh, whatever. A general strike, though, they want against the president. Spinson reports, and here it is again, Rosie O'Donnell, Deborah Messing, you know her, Will and Grace, she's Grace, I think she's the dude named Grace, Ed Asner, Michael Shannon are among various specialist performers and activists who have joined their names to an exertion requiring a month-long dissent to prevent President-elect Donald Trump. I guess they don't want him for the second time. He's president. He will be president. The only person who could be president-elect is Joe Biden. Donald Trump will be president. He's president now, and he will be president again. In fact, when Bernie Sanders quit, the thing came out, well, Donald Trump's running unopposed, which was the funniest tweet I saw. He's running unopposed. Joe Biden. Look. There's going to be all kinds of one of the things that, here's another funny one. When is Barack Obama going to finally endorse Joe Biden? Now that he's the last one. Let me tell you something. Don't be shocked if Obama still holds out, because Hillary or Cuomo or somebody else could jump in there. They're still waiting for somebody to come in and save them. The Democrats are. Don't feel like this is over. And I'm not saying it because I told you guys Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' nominee. Here's what I technically said. I said unless the Democrats are brain-damaged morons, and they probably are, Joe Biden will not be their candidate. That's what I said. We can run it back. I had my producers go and get my quote. I said that. I said unless the Democrats, because I wanted to leave a little wiggle room that they might just be brain dead, brain damaged morons, because in fact most of them are. Just being honest with you, don't get mad at me because I'm not trying to make my audience laugh by telling them the truth. This tough love, leftists, if you're out there, enjoy this and think of it as help. Think of it as tough love for you so you'll get out there and go do something. I want you to go be somebody. I'm not like these other leftists that'll smile in your face. I love you as a child of God, but I'll call you stupid in a minute. I have said that I have nieces and nephews. No, they're not stupid. I have a lazy one. I don't have anybody stupid. They're smart, but one of them's lazy. But I got cousins that are stupid. And I've told their parents. I said, that child right there, touched. And I don't mean touched by God. Yeah, it's like these Holly weirdos. They think they're so relevant. They are so irrelevant. I was watching these clips of Colbert, and because I'll never watch their shows. No, Trevor Noah. I was looking at some of the things that they were talking about. Donald Trump, the one guy, Trevor Noah says something like, Donald Trump is like the guy that won't, at the presidency, who won't look at the check engine light. It's so funny. You're so clever. They're not funny. They're not clever. And you know, here's what's really funny about them. The funniest thing about them is they know they're wrong. This is what I happen to love about what I do. I know they know they're wrong. And so you can bait them. You can say, hey, if you really like Obama, then why didn't you like this or that? I mean, if you know politics and you keep it up with pop culture, you can bait them. You can have fun with them. It's like knowing something, like one of your buddies says, hey, man, listen, I was out kind of hanging out with a chick the other night. Please don't mention it to my girl, you know, because I told her I was with you. Right? You ever had one of your buddies do that? Come on, ladies, don't even act like it hasn't happened to you either. Your girlfriend will say, look, I met a guy, things got a little, but I told Ralph that I was with you. And so please cover. Oh, I got you, girl. I got you, right? I mean, people have done this. Don't act like I'm the only one that knows about this. So what the deal is, when that would happen to me, I would have fun with my friend because I would say things like, you know, I would allude to whatever it was that we did last night, even though I wasn't anywhere near. And I would be like, yeah, man, so last night when we were together and stuff. And you can see my buddy looking over like, what? What are you going to do? Yeah, man, so anyway. And then it becomes harmless. Like, yeah, man, you remember when I was talking to so-and-so? Oh, yeah. I remember, Kev. And he's looking at you like, stop. And I'm not kidding you, I've done this a few times. Yeah. And it's for various reasons. The dude, you know, told his boss, I'm good friends with, you know, we know each other and stuff, and his boss that he was sick when he was golfing or whatever. Yeah. You tell me, man, I'm gonna play with you. I'm not gonna let your secret out, but I'm gonna play with you. I'm gonna make it like, yeah, whatever. Anyway, these Holly weirdos, I don't even get this. And their names to an exertion requiring a month-long descent. This is written like it's written from a North Korean or something. And when I say that, I mean, you know how they... And we will beat you with resounding beatness. And you will hurt like a never been hurt before. And it will be painful beyond recognition in your dreams of wild. Anyway, it goes on. No, for the sake of mankind, we decline to acknowledge a rightist America. Peruse a full-page advertisement within the New York Times on Wednesday by gathering Deny Bigotry. Donald Trump, the president-elect, is amassing an administration of grave risk. A sizable amount of people within the U.S. and around the globe are loaded with profound uneasiness, dread, and sicken. Our anguish is correct and just. Our outrage should now finish up gigantic protection. Before Donald Trump is initiated and gets control of control over his hands. I'm not even kidding when I read that. Is this a joke? Or did you guys put this? I'm a guy to check with my producers. This is crazy. This is something that a Russian that doesn't speak good English would write. Wow, that is bizarre. I don't even get it. I do understand this. Holly weirdos want to get together and say they don't want to be a part of Trump. So that, I guess, is that why y'all pulled this out? Was this part of our Hollywood stuff? I got a friend. She's got, we collect some information for a friend of mine who's got this anti-Hollywood site. And it's really good. It's starting to come along good for her. Name is Bonnie. So was that, who curated this? They don't even put New York Times. They put little NY Times. Little NY Times. It makes me wonder about this thing. What I don't wonder about is all the people that hate Hollywood. I made a list of those people not long ago, and it's a long list of people who just detest Donald Trump. And those are some of the names on it, but I'll tell you who's sort of softened, not so much against Trump, but maybe just in general, people like Susan Sarandon, Tim Rock, Matt Damon. Excuse me? They kind of soften. I haven't heard much from them, even though some of the other ones are being vocal. We'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.